Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. I want to welcome you back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about how to diffuse intense social situations.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so this is kind of a hard podcast to make, and I'm not going to go into the details because I don't want to be completely honest. It's a hard battle to win. I don't think you can win this battle. But this last weekend, I was trying to participate, trying to be helpful, trying to do what I thought would be best in the situation. And I'll leave it at that. Obviously, it's been the last crazy 3 months or so since this whole coronavirus has hit. The last week of escalation has been even harder, I think. I was trying to do my best on social to help and to be helpful and what I thought was the right path. Looking back now, I understand why it wasn't, but I didn't understand at the time. But I was doing my best. So again, I think we should all give people some grace as they're trying to figure these things out and try to do their best. But anyway, I'll step back. So what I want to talk today is about is more the like what happened as far as how I kind of dealt with the negativity of the social media part. Because that's what I think a lot of people in our world who are trying to teach, like, you need to be publishing every single day and putting things out there. It can be hard when you do, and people beat you up, and they beat you up bad. And I got beat up pretty bad this weekend. I'm not going to lie. It was emotional for me, for my family, for people I know. It was tough. And I think that it could have gone a couple ways. It could have gone a lot worse. And I think there's some things I did that were good, some things I did that were bad. And so I just want to kind of comment on them because hopefully it'll help you guys as you're trying to figure this out. You know, as people who are trying to publish and trying to influence, trying to help and trying to serve, you're always in the limelight. And I'm kind of lucky because I've been doing this now for 18 years. And so my skin has gotten thick. I've taken a lot of, you know, a lot of beatings in the years, which is why, you know, some people are like, why are you not more social about this or less social or different things like that? And it's just because I've had a chance to get beat up a little bit. And so for me, as tough as this weekend was, it was bearable for me. Like, it was like, okay, well, that was not pleasant, but it was like, it was okay. But I know a lot of people around me, like my wife and her family and people who go to church with me who are like the first time ever seeing a debate happening on my fan page and people, you know, who are angry at me and yelling at me and like all this craziness that was just like, oh, I got people in my ward. A ward here is for our church is like our congregation who like writing letters and putting in my mailbox and like making sure I was okay. And, you know, it's funny because they don't. You know, for most of them, this is like the first time they've been or witnessed like a social fight. I think it's been really tough for a lot of them. Not fight, but a social like discussion, a heated discussion, you know. Obviously, with me running as many ads as we do, I see this stuff every single day in my comments. And, you know, those who have run paid ads, you know that the comments are really, really brutal and people beat you up. And again, I've been doing this for a long time, so I've got pretty thick skin around it, but most people around me that I love don't. And so sometimes it's hard because even if you're like, I can handle this, the harder part is not like me handling it. It's seeing my wife crying as she's reading stuff or, you know, like that's the harder part of this. So, but I want to talk about this because, you know, for me, I was, again, I had good intentions. I was trying to post, so I was trying to help, you know, so that's the first step of it. And then when you get people who are viciously attacking you because of it, like, what do you do and how do you do it? And it's tough because like what I felt like was I was standing there like walking out like, hey, how can I help? How can I help? And all of a sudden I get punched in the face like, ah, oh, like, what are you doing? I'm here to help. You guys know that, right? Like, and a punch. And what is your instinct reaction? Well, for me, especially for me as like a wrestler, someone who like I love like combat sports. I love fighting. I love wrestling. I love like that's like, you know, that's how you, like, that's it. Like, it's on, let's go. And so for me, it was like getting punched. And after that 4 or 5 punches, like, you just want to fight back. And I know I had friends and family members, like, I wanted to go and like post and like tell people all these things. And some people did, and which didn't help. And I remember in the moment, I was just like, oh, I want to like, I wanted to go defend myself. I want to go out there. I want to attack back at these people. And like, there's this stuff that's happening. As I sat there, I tried to do something that's hard, and it was hard for me. And I'm telling you this because hopefully this will help you, if and when these things happen to you. So instead of me doing the default Russell, which is become defensive and go and attack, instead I stopped and I was like, okay, I'm going to try to listen. As painful as it is, I'm just going to listen. And so I want to pull the post down so badly, but I kept up for over 24 hours. I let people come and post. And I tried to just read and listen and like try to like, okay, let me put myself in their perspective. Let me put myself in their feet. Like, how are they feeling? Like, why are they so defensive? Why is this happening? And I really tried. And it's hard. Like, I'm not going to say that I have perfect empathy or understanding by any stretch of the imagination, because I don't. But I tried to listen. And instead of me doing what I would normally default do, which is fight back, I stopped and said, what if they're right? What if the way I'm looking at this is wrong? What if, how can I diffuse this? And I realized that the way to diffuse it was not to like hold my ground and be right, because being right is not always right. Instead, I said, I'm going to try to go the other way. And so to the people who were the most vocal to me, I tried to reach out to them and ask for their help. And so instead of fighting back and being like, blah, 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 I said, you're right. Can you help me? Help me understand. Help me be better. Help me figure this out. And it was crazy to see how taking that stand instead of what, you know, your gut instincts are, the fight or flight, instead of to humble and to like ask for help, it changed and diffused the situation almost instantly. And it gave me this really cool window during it, but then afterwards, to really actually start to understand. And for that, I'm super grateful. I don't think it was a matter of who was right or who was wrong. I think that in the situation, we were both right. But because we have different perspectives, it doesn't look the same. And I think when I was able to find out the other person's perspective, I realized, I think I'm still trying the right thing, but maybe I did it wrong. Maybe I didn't go about it the right way. And anyway, it was good. And I'm grateful for the moment that that happened. So I'm telling you this, because as you go out there and you try to change the world in your own little way, just like I'm trying to do and you're trying to do, if you're listening to me, there are going to be times that you are going to get beat up bad. And your instinct's going to be to fight. And I want to challenge you to not fight, to instead to stop and to listen. Try to put yourself in their shoes. Try to have empathy. And instead of fighting back, ask for understanding. Like, respond to the comment, like, you're probably right in this situation. And I don't understand why, but I would love to figure it out. Like, can we jump on, you know, Messenger and talk? Can you message me? Can we call? Can I, you know, and by doing that, it shifts the conversation. It shifts the everything. So anyway, that's kind of what we did this week. And wanted to kind of share with you guys because, again, I got hit with it harder than I've been hit in a long, long time. But when all said and done, I think it turned out really good, for me, for my community, for our company. And so, anyway, I just want to put that out there as a way to navigate these really strange times that are hard to navigate, where people are struggling, they're hurting, they're in pain. So anyway, I hope to help somebody, because I'm sure that right now, either you are vocal or you're not vocal, but regardless if you're vocal or you're not vocal right now, you're feeling the pressure and the stress and the not knowing what to do or how to do it, and you're probably gonna do it wrong. But the biggest thing is don't respond the gut instinct way, which is to fight back. Instead, stop and like say, okay, I'm gonna try to humble myself. I'm gonna sit back. I'm gonna ask questions. I'm gonna put myself in their situation. I'm gonna try to have empathy, and then I'm gonna ask for help. I think if you can do that, Like I said, it changed the situation, the conversation, and it ended up turning into a really positive thing overall. So there's my feedback, my ideas, my help. Take it for what it's worth. But I think the last thing too is just to kind of come back. You know, for me doing this now 18 years, it's like I've gotten thick skin. You've got to kind of start growing thick skin, because it's not gonna, like, no matter what you do, not everyone's gonna love you. Even if it's like I don't know if you guys remember the Seinfeld episode when someone didn't like Jerry, and Jerry's mom's like, "How can you not like Jerry? Like, he's the guy." And it's like, no, like, some people aren't gonna like me. And it's like same thing. I'm like, how can you not like Rustler? How can you not like so and so? Like they're trying so hard. They're super nice. Like, they're like, but it's just some people aren't gonna like you, and they're not gonna like what you have to say or what you believe, and that's okay. You gotta be okay with that. You still gotta love them. And respect them, and do your best. So anyway, take that for what it's worth. I appreciate you guys for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please take a screenshot of it, post it on your social channels, and let me know. Tag me on it. It'd be fun to hear your comments and your feedback. So thanks so much, you guys. Appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.